Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. If you're not, don't worry, it's about to get a whole lot better. Today's story is just nothing short of absolutely incredible. You are going to absolutely love it. It's one of the best stories that I've read out in a long time on my channel. Only one for you in today's video, but wow, it is an absolute classic. Without further ado, sit back, relax, enjoy this one, because wow, you're in for a treat. Here we go. How I got fired and refused to be rehired for a job I didn't have. I had a conference I have to attend every 6 months. They called a command symposium. We were a small unit by army standards, but we were spread out over the world. I enjoyed meeting with my other senior leaders during the day, but I'm an extreme introvert, so I know that I need time to recharge after a day of talking to people. I stay at the same hotel and eat at the same bar, which is a short walk from the hotel. I walk to the bar when I don't have working dinners with the other senior leaders. The bar remembers me, mainly because I watch sports and read a book while I have a few beers and eat dinner. Now, this is a big bar with many tables, about 20 pool tables and 10 dartboards, and a huge wraparound bar, outdoor patio and dance floor, with a stage when they have live music. They probably have 50 TVs, so they've got every sport that is televised on somewhere in the bar, and the food is really good, with a pretty good variety for a bar. During my third or fourth conference there, I head over to the bar for dinner and football. After I eat and have a beer, I head to the bathroom while the bartender pours me another one. Halfway to the bathroom, I get the dreaded, "Excuse me?" You know how when you get those words, you can tell if it's, "I really need some help," or "I really do apologize," or "You better recognize your betters, you peasant." This was the latter. I turn and see a table of six women from their mid-20s to mid-30s staring at me. They were dressed fairly well, so I assume they just got off work and hit the bar for a couple of drinks. It was not hard to see "better than you" in their eyes. So I reply, "Yes?" The mob of Karens all started talking at the same time. "You need to take our order. You've just been sitting at the bar. Get your face out that book. You need to do your job. You need to quit drinking on the job. You need to respect your customers." Whoa. I had a red button-up untucked shirt, but no logo, and jeans on. The staff wore bright red polos with a huge logo over the chest pockets and black pants. Only an idiot would mistake me for staff, and I don't make time for idiots. I say in my command military NCO voice, "Stop," to chop off their yammering. Just about the whole bar turned to look over at me, facing the Karen Hydra. I was a bit louder here than I should have been, probably. The Karens looked at me with their eyes widening. "I don't work here," I said, in a normal voice, and I went to the bathroom. Looking back now, I think the way I said "stop" escalated the whole thing, since I said it in the same manner I would to a bunch of privates, and these girls were better than me, after all. When I came out of the bathroom, after washing my hands, very important this is, not for the story, but just important to wash your hands, I see the Karen horde screeching and wildly motioning at the manager. Now, I'd actually met the manager a couple of times, and we knew each other by name when I came into town. He's a really good guy, and you can tell, his staff liked him. One of the Karen sirens yells and points, "That's him!" And they all start squawking again. The manager waves me over, and I see the crooked smile that he is hiding from the Karen ogres. He says to me, "OP, did you refuse to serve these ladies?" I say, thinking "ladies" is a loose term for people that use their left butt cheek as a brain, "yes." The Wenidgo screech of the Karens begins again in earnest. The manager continues, "Well, they are demanding I fire you." "Okay," I reply. "Okay then, you are fired, and you don't have to finish your shift." I pause for a second and look at how smug the Karens are, and I figure, this cool manager is cool, so why not? I continue, "Do I get severance pay at least?" "Sorry, no." "Any workers' comp benefits?" "No." "What about medical and dental?" "Not available for you, sorry." "Well, what about my final paycheck?" Without missing a beat, the manager says, "We'll be sending you what we owe you in the mail." Well, how about a severance beer then? I think we can work that out. I reach out my hand and shake the manager's hand and say, it's been a pleasure working with you, manager. The manager replied, I really wish we could keep you. And with that, I just went back to my spot at the bar. A couple of the people around me asked what happened, and I told them, and they had a good laugh. A few minutes later, the bartender brings me a beer before I finish the one I had and said, our manager said your beers are free tonight as your severance package. She laughs, and the people around me that saw what happened or heard about it laugh too. I may have 4 beers at the most over a night if a game is on that I like, so there was no danger of me trying to drink the bar dry. They had 3 bartenders, and I always had a fresh beer before the one I was drinking was finished, and they poured my old beer out, so my beer was always cold. I pace myself when I'm out, and it can take me about 30 to 45 minutes to finish one pint. Now guys, that should be the end of the story, but a Karen has to be self-important, and these girls would not let it go. More people have come into the bar by now, and I'd almost forgotten the whole thing. About an hour after the incident, the manager comes up to me and says, you're not going to believe this. Can you come with me back to their table? I say, sure. So we go back to the table with the Karen Hexbons. I thought it might be an apology, and I was going to be like, no worries, mix-ups happen. But I didn't understand the nature of a flock of Karens in the wild that did not get the respect they think they're entitled to. When we get to their table, the manager starts with a straight face. They've asked me to give you your job back if you will apologize to them for your rudeness as a server. They feel sorry for you, knowing that you need this job for your medical bills. I cock an eyebrow at him, but he remains in character. He gives me the same crooked smile. I told you guys, this bloke is cool. One of the minor minion Karens at the table says, we understand how tough it must be for someone in your position to be able to hold a job. Then a major Karen minion. We have minor Karen minions and major Karen minions. Where's Gru in all this? That's my question. A major Karen minion says, you know, because of your age and all, and you can only be a waiter with your skill set. Well, I have been in the army for almost 20 years at that time, Karen, but thank you very much. And then, here we go. Demon Lord Karen said, if you just apologize to us, then we can use our influence to get you your job back. After all, we see you just sitting at the bar getting drunk off your last paycheck. The manager at this point is really struggling to keep a straight face. OP, do you want to apologize and get your non-existent job back? I look at the coven of evil Karens. Yep, they missed it. Manager, I think I'm going to stick to the opportunities that I have already and not ask for my non-existent job back. Whoosh, right over their upturned noses.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I understand. Before the manager could even finish his sentence, Lord Sauron Karen stands up and gets in my face. You better take that job off her back. We're putting our reputations on the line for you. You need our influence in this town if you want to make it here. I will personally make sure that you do not work in this town again if you don't take this job back, you worm. Now, I say worm since she actually used some other words that are not really that appropriate. If you can imagine Devil went down to Georgia, where a band of demons joined right in, you get the picture of how the other Karens came in behind their Karen High Priestess. I looked her in the eye and very quietly said matter-of-factly, I don't give a flying fart in a windstorm about your opinion, influence, or whatever comes out of that male rooster garage you call a mouth. So close it before I park my car in it. Yeah, a little over the top, but I was done with them. I look over Kraken Karen's shoulder and say to the manager, who is pretty wide-eyed, I'm going to refuse the job I never had. I'm shaking a little from the adrenaline, but I turn and walk back to the bar and my fresh beer. The entire bar had seen this Karen screech, but since nothing really happened outside of the Karen's piercing wail of being disrespected, they went back to whatever it was they were doing. I mean, the Karen's table was in the middle of the bar, so it was kind of like a stage for them. I calmed down quickly, as I really don't care what they actually think. Besides, there's a pretty good football game going on. These Karens are still mad, and say some things behind my back that I tune out. The manager meets me back at the bar and apologizes. He comps my whole meal, and I told him that he didn't have to do that, and we have a quick laugh now that it's all over. He even tells me that they still don't know I never worked here. He said that I knows I like to relax in his bar, but he would like to do one thing if I let him. I was apprehensive, but I said, okay. The manager goes up on stage and talks to the live band that is warming up. He grabs a mic and says something like this. We are proud of our military and would like to recognize one of our patrons with almost 20 years of service. Would OP please stand up? Once again, guys, I'm an introvert and don't like this, but I like the manager, so I do it. I made sure not to look at the Karen table, but everyone else around me did. Tonight, he got confused as one of the servers and I had to fire him. The entire bar starts laughing. I tried to hire him back, but he refused my job offer. More laughter. I guess he enjoys being the non-commissioned officer in charge of one of the largest medical research facilities in Texas more. More laughter. We here at my bar want to thank you for your continuing service. The bar raises glasses and I raise mine back and sit back down. The Karens leave very quickly after that, since the entire bar is giving them the stink eye. There was no doubt about who the manager was talking about, since they were literally the center of attention for a few minutes with me standing next to their table. I have to shake a bunch of hands and get offered drinks, which I decline, since I do have to work the next day. Finally, the manager comes over and I asked him why he did that. I was fine and he didn't have to do that for me. Again, I like just relaxing by reading and watching the game with a beer. Well, I did it for two reasons. First of all, no one should get treated the way they treated you. The second is, do you think they're gonna put a bad review on our page now? If they try, could you see the blowback they will get? I could not fault him for that. I went back to this bar a couple more times when I had a conference in the area, but I made sure to never wear a red shirt in there ever again. And there we go, guys. That is the end of that absolute classic of a story. One of the best stories I've read out in a long time, that is for sure. I really hope you guys did enjoy it. Drop a like on the video if you did, because that is up there for me with one of my all-time favorite stories from this subreddit. Just the ability of the manager to come out of nowhere and formulate this genius plan, acting and, you know, getting you involved in little winks and cheeky grins here, saying, you know what, let's just go along with me on this one. This is going to be some fun. We're going to get the justice for you that you deserve, and we're going to go along with what these Karens think and just make them look like absolute idiots. I mean, to be fair, they are idiots, but my God, having OP stand up and saying, OP, thank you for your 20 years of military service, after these Karens thinking he was just a lousy waiter that got drunk at the bar and couldn't hold his job and had to be fired. Wow. That is incredible. I would just love to see a picture of their faces right then and there when they realized, oh my God, we've been totally schooled, we've been bamboozled, and we've been played. Let's get out of here, ladies, and never come back. Anyway, guys, really hope you enjoyed this video. That is going to do it for this one. I've been trying to find longer, more detailed, entertaining stories. So if you enjoyed this one in particular, please do drop a like, as I say. And it lets me know that you guys do enjoy these more long stories rather than short little ones that, you know, have multiple in an episode. I don't really know, guys. Let me know. What do you prefer? Short ones? Short three or four stories per video? Or one long one like this one, which is just an absolute cracker? Let me know down below. If you want more, you know the rules. Everything's on screen. And I will see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.